Are you avoiding conflict instead of tackling it head on? Is your inconsistent communication causing your team to second guess your leadership? Listen, if you don't fix this, your authority will continue to fade. But if you take control right now, you can transform the way your team sees you extremely fast. So what we're going to do in today's episode is there are some mistakes killing your credibility, and we're going to show you today how to fix them right away. Point number one, avoid conflict instead of addressing it. You know, family, one of the things I see in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, is especially my new project managers, because once you go through a couple rounds of these conflicts, now you look forward to them. I know that sounds strange, but just bear with me. What I mean by that is when unresolved conflicts lead to tension, you start getting passive aggressiveness. You start getting a decrease in collaboration among team members. And we need that collaboration. We need to have a transparent conversation. But what tends to happen is, watch this, family, we start sweeping it under the rug. And see, this is important that we start attacking. And when I use the word attacking, meaning facing, I should use a better choice of words, conflicts better. Because see, a team will look at the project manager to step in and resolve a conflict. So if you avoid the conflict, resentment builds. And then all of a sudden you start looking at your productivity, it starts to suffer. So here's my actionable tip. Learn conflict resolution techniques such as active listening, mediation, de-escalation strategy. Let's park there parenthetically, family. When I talk about de-escalation strategies, meaning one of my de-escalation strategies is I meet with you one-on-one. I send you, if it's the issue continues, I send you an email for documentation. Then I'll meet with you again. And then my next step is incorporating your manager. If I do not get the proper response from your manager, I go one or two levels above, because I've done everything I potentially can do. And then I show the solutions that I've really went after to resolve the conflict. And my last and final actionable tip, address issues early before they escalate. There's so many times, family, that I've seen, again, a new project manager, even a seasoned project manager, they keep pushing the issue aside further and further because they're so concerned about the project, but they don't understand if this issue is not addressed, it is going to affect the project. So again, address issues early before they escalate. Point number two, inconsistent communication. See, if updates are sporadic, unclear, or most of all, the last minute, your team won't trust the information they receive. This is important because predictable and structured communication builds confidence in your leadership. Here's my actionable tip. Set a regular communication cadence and put this on your calendar, family, because this is what I do to remind me. And I know you're like, why would, trust me, this works. Put this on your calendar to say, okay, I'm going to send out, if you send out weekly updates every Wednesday or Friday or whatever that frequency looks like, put it on your calendar when you're going to be sending it out. And when that calendar reminder goes off, because if you don't do this, I've seen this happen. I'll talk about me. I'm not even going to put any non-visible people. So let me tell you about me. I would put this in my calendar. It would pop up. And I'll hit snooze, or I'll be like, oh, I'll come back. And then I'll be frustrated because I'm like, dang, I had it on my calendar. Why did I miss it? It's imperative that you, when you put this on your calendar, take action right away. And if you're noticing that, hey, for example, if you had it set up, I'm going to send my updates out at 1 p.m. and a calendar invite pops up and say at 12 p.m. to say, hey, you got to make sure you get your invite out. And you're saying, oh, I getting caught in this meeting, or this person keeps reaching, or whatever that thing is, you may want to adjust. And this helps you make sure that your updates are concise. They're not a last minute, and you develop trust in the process. Point number three, not advocating for your team. If you don't defend your team against excessive demands, they will view you as ineffective. This is important because a respected leader ensures their team has the support and resources to succeed. Here's my actionable tip. When unrealistic expectations arise, escalate concerns and negotiate. That is the key word, family. We need to negotiate. I'm not telling you, saying if a excessive demands and you just like, I'm not doing it, that's not going to work. I'm going to tell you it's not going to work in business. So you want to be able to negotiate. Hey, if you want me to do A, then I won't be able to get to B until later on. And show, just don't talk about it. Provide a visual. What does a visual look like? Show the project schedule. Show how it will be impacted. Hey, if you want me to make an adjustment, I have no problem making those adjustments, but this will suffer. If you're okay with that suffering, and get sign off, family. You know what the motto is here. Documentation beats what? Documentation is always going to be conversation. So we want to get a sign off when we negotiate that particular solution. So that way we can maintain a balanced project as well as the most important asset, which is our team and their well-being. Family, if you haven't, again, pick up the Secrets of Successful Project Manager book, as well as the Magnetic Project Manager book. If you're interested, also, I have some free resources, by the way. Let's move on to point number four, lack of clear decision-making. If you hesitate or avoid making decisions, your team and stakeholders will lose confidence in your leadership. A project manager who is constantly defers decision to others, this is where your authority and credibility will take a hit. And it's already bad enough, family, and I shouldn't use the word bad enough, but it's already challenging enough that most of the time when you are leading projects, you don't have direct reports. So being able to sell them on why they should respect you, why should they respond to you, you want to be somebody that makes decisions. And if you have to pivot on your decision, that's fine, but be transparent of why you pivoted. Because this also allows the team to buy into you more. And this is important because projects require timely and informed decisions. Without them, progress stalls and teams become frustrated with the lack of direction. Here's my actionable tip for you, family. Establish a decision-making framework based on project priorities, constraints, and risk factors. Clearly, and I do mean the word clearly, communicate why a decision is being made and stand by it while remaining open to feedback. Point number five, failure to establish boundaries. Oh, we're talking about boundaries. I dare you to cross this line. Okay, I'm sorry. Taking it back to the playground. If you allow constant interruptions, unrealistic demand, or late night requests, people will, and I promise you, I will bet on this. I don't know how much, but I'm willing to bet on it that people will take advantage of your availability. This is important. Without boundaries, your workload becomes unmanageable and team members will not respect your time. I promise you they won't respect your time. They will start dumping all kinds of things on you related to the project. So we must set boundaries, family. My actionable tips is set clear working hours, respond to time expectations, and communicate guidelines. Reinforce these by modeling the behavior yourself. Don't send emails late at night if you don't want others to send you emails at night. Now, I know this sounds simplistic, but there's been plenty of times where I've spoken with project managers where they would be frustrated. I'm getting all these emails at night. I'm like, are you sending emails at night? Yeah, because I needed to get it out. Then they're going to respond. They're going to do the same because you're the person that is leading this team. And if you're leading this team, if you want certain behaviors, you have to model them themselves. Don't point the finger. As they say, when you point the finger, there's other fingers pointing back at you. Okay, maybe you missed that. What I'm saying to you, family, model the behavior that you want the team to exhibit. Point number six, not owning up to your mistakes. Oh my goodness. How many times have you seen, family, where people blame others or they make excuses, and this damages your credibility? Leaders are accountable for their actions. Hey, I made a mistake. See, trust is built on when a leader takes responsibility and learns from the mistake rather than deflecting blame or rather than saying, oh, because this didn't happen or because that. No, you know what? I made the mistake. Here's my actual tip. If you make a mistake, acknowledge it immediately. Outline corrective actions and show how you will prevent it from happening again in the future. Point number seven, letting stakeholders push you around. Family, one of the things when I first got started in project management, I did get pushed around a lot. And I'm going to be upfront with you. And the reason why I got pushed around a lot is because of the fact that I was agreeing to every request without assessing my triple constraints, without assessing my resources, without assessing my workload myself. And when stakeholders saw that, they didn't verbally tell me this, I noticed it because I was like, wait a minute, I think they believe I'm weak and unreliable. So what am I supposed to do here? See, it's important as a project manager, you must at all times protect the project scope, protect the time, protect the cost, and protect the overall quality. And my last and final thing, protect your team. See, you're going to have to balance stakeholder demands. And that was something I had to learn. And I'm hoping by you listening to today's episode that you won't have to go through that. So set boundaries. Don't let your stakeholders push you around. Don't let your project team push you around. Set the appropriate boundaries. And yeah, you're going to have to give a little bit. You're going to have to be a little flexible. But here's my actionable tip. Use data-driven arguments to push back on unrealistic requests. And again, we're always talking about negotiating. One of my favorite books is Never Split the Difference. I forgot the gentleman's last name. I think it's Chris. But the title of the book is Never Split the Difference. I would recommend reading that particular book. It's really good. He was a FBI agent that negotiated with all likes of people. And see, this is important as a project manager. You can't be in a box. You have to look at books like I just mentioned, Never Splitting the Difference. Look at marketing books. Look at copywriting books. Why? Because you have to find different ways to get your attention or to be able to push back on a project team, on your project team or stakeholders if these are very, and they're unrealistic requests. So if we have to negotiate the scope, what we're going to do, we're going to document it, and then we're going to find what are the trade-offs that we can have. Point number 8, over-promising and under-delivering. I don't know why I did that particular movement. Anyway, if you constantly promise unrealistic deadlines or stretch resources too thin, I promise you, and again, I'm willing to bet on this, stakeholders and teams will definitely lose trust in you. Why is this important? It's important because reliability is key. Consistency is key to leadership. People respect leaders who set realistic expectations and deliver them. Here's my actionable tip. I'm always recommending using historical or just data in general and resource availability to set realistic commitments. Push back when necessary and explain the risk of overpromising. See, a lot of times we won't explain the risk or the issue with us overpromising. We just say, oh, we can't do it. And then somebody's looking, why? And you can't articulate the reason why. So it's important to be able to articulate the reason why. Here's my final advice that I hope that you take action today. I am imploring you to take action today. So listening is easy, but taking action, what sets great project managers apart from average project managers? If you want to be respected, you must lead with confidence, communicate effectively, and stand firm when challenges arise. Here's the truth, family. Respect is not given. It is definitely earned through your actions. So we must focus on 3 key areas that would immediately impact your authority as a project manager. Number 1, stop avoiding conflicts. Let's address it head on. Conflict is not the enemy. Ignoring it is the enemy. So you want to be able to ensure that you're not creating distrust or inefficiency. My actionable tip, this is a remix of what we did earlier, is when conflict arises, lean into it. Facilitate an open discussion. Seek solutions. You know what our motto is. We glance at the problem, but we focus on the solution and make decisions that benefit the project and the team collectively. The faster you address issues, the stronger your authority becomes. The next item is fix inconsistent communication. Become a predictable leader. When I say predictable in the sense of, what is your frequency of communication? How are you holding people accountable? What is your system? Here's my actionable tip. Set a rhythm for communication. Weekly updates, structure, clear follow-ups, and stick to it, family. And when I say stick to it, be willing to adapt and pivot based on the audience you are talking or you are communicating with, but always start with a foundation and then continue to adapt from there. Family, I hope that you enjoyed today's episode. Again, if you're interested, pick up the secrets of success, the secrets of successful project managers or insights is on Amazon. And then also I have the Magnetic Project Manager. It's a great book. Both of these are two great books that I hope that you can look at it. And they're not just books on theory. These are real life from someone that myself that has been through the gauntlet of project management. So I hope these are something that you enjoyed. The audio versions are coming soon. So if you're more of an audio book person, I will get you taken care of as well. As always, I appreciate your time. My name, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart, intelligent folks out there, hey, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.